And now, in the days of the king of Assyria, a land forsaken of both her kings, the title given for the scriptures of meditation is, "The Lord God shall give Jesus Christ the heathen for Jesus Christ's inheritance, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Malachi chapter number 1, verse number 11, Psalms chapter number 110, verse 1, chapter number 2, verse 8, and St. Luke chapter number 2, verse 32, rightly dividing the word of truth from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same. The Lord's name shall be great among the Gentiles, for the Lord's name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. Ask of the Lord, and the Lord shall give Jesus Christ the heathen for Jesus Christ's inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for Jesus Christ's possession. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before the Lord. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and the Lord is the governor among the nations, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the Lord people Israel. The theme given for this prelude is titled, "In the days of the king of Assyria, a land forsaken of both her kings." 2 Kings chapter number 15, verse 29. Isaiah chapter number 9, verse 1. 1 Chronicles chapter number 5, verse 26. Rightly dividing the word of truth. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon, that is Damascus, and Galilee, and the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. When at the first the king of Assyria lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations, and the king of Assyria carried Israel away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Halah, that is of Nineveh, Habor, that is of Mesopotamia, unto this day. And remember, Mesopotamia, the historical region of present-day Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, Syria, and Turkey. And remember, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and Galilee of the nations, and the land of the Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh. Remember, these are the sons of Jacob. 2 Kings chapter number 17, verse 6, 24, 29, 41, Hosea chapter number 8, verse 8 and 9, and 1 Chronicles chapter number 2, verse 1, rightly dividing the word of truth. In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah, that is of Nineveh, and in Habor, that is of Mesopotamia, by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. The king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Kattath, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Israel is swallowed up. How now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure? For they are gone up to Assyria. These are the sons of Israel. And now, in the days of the king of Assyria, a land forsaken of both her kings. Continued. Jeremiah chapter number 50, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter number 34, verse 6 and 8. Chapter number 36, verse 19, verse 20. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Israel is a scattered sheep. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured Israel. The Lord's flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, because there was no shepherd. And the Lord scattered the children of Israel among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. When they entered into the heathen, whether they went, they profaned the Lord's holy name. Isaiah chapter number 9, verse 8 and 9. Hosea chapter number 7, verse 1 and chapter number 5, verse 4. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. When the Lord would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And now, in the days of the king of Assyria, men from Babylon, from Katath, Ava, Hamath, from Sepharvaim, placed in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. The title given for this prelude is, "The Lord Will Break the Assyrians in the Lord Land." Example, in the land of Zebulun, Naphtali, and in Galilee of the nations, and in the land of the Reubenites, the Gadites, in the half-tribe of Manasseh, and in the cities of Samaria. Continued. And remember, concerning the cities of Samaria, both their children and their children's children, with their own gods. Remember, St. John, chapter number 4, verse 9, Revelations, chapter number 2, verse 9, and Isaiah, chapter number 14, verse 25, 26, rightly dividing the word of truth. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Example, and the Lord know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. The Lord will break the Assyrians in the Lord land. Then shall the Assyrian yoke depart from off Israel, and the Assyrian's burden depart from off the children of Israel's shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched upon all the nations. And remember, concerning the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Psalms chapter number 22, verse 28, Isaiah chapter number 7, verse 14, verse 16, and chapter number 8, verse 4, 7, 8. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And the Lord is the governor among the nations. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And the king of Assyria shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of the king of Assyria wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. And now a question. How shall the Lord deliver Israel? And how will the Lord deliver the lost and scattered sheep? Psalms chapter number 79 verse 1. Hosea chapter number 11 verse 8. And Amos chapter number 9 verse 9 and 10. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The heathen are come into thine inheritance. How shall the Lord deliver thee, Israel? The Lord will command, and the Lord will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in the sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of the Lord people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. Isaiah chapter number 56 verse 8. St. John chapter number 10 verse 16. And Isaiah chapter number 60 verse 5. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The Lord God which gathereth the outcast of Israel saith, yet will the Lord gather others to the Lord beside those that are gathered to the Lord. Example, them also the Lord must bring in, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto the Lord. Example, Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 7, 9, 12, chapter number 43, verse 9, and Acts chapter number 15, verse 17, rightly dividing the word of truth. The flock of Kedar, the Ishmaelite tribe, shall be gathered unto the Lord. The rams of Naboth, the Arabian tribe, shall minister unto the Lord. Surely the isles shall wait for the Lord to bring thy sons from far unto the name of the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve the Lord shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Let all nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, that the residue of the men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom the Lord's name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth those things. And remember Ezekiel chapter number 36, verse 24, 25, 27. Chapter number 34, verse 28 through 31. And St. John, chapter number 10, verse number 11. Rightly dividing the word of truth. For the Lord will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Then will the Lord sprinkle clean water upon you. And the Lord will put the Lord's Spirit within you, and you shall keep the Lord's judgments and do them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that God, the Lord, their God, is with them. And ye, the Lord, flock, the flock of the Lord pasture, are men. And the Lord is your God, saith the Lord God. And remember, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Forthcoming in detail in another episode, Lord willing. And now, in the days of the king of Assyria, the Lord will break the Assyrians in the Lord's land. Example, in the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and in Galilee of the nations, and in the land of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and in the cities of Samaria. Continued. The theme for this presentation is titled, The Lord's Name Shall Be Great Among the Heathen and Among the Gentile. Continued. Example, Ezekiel, chapter number 39, verse 21, 27, chapter number 34, verse 29 and 30, Isaiah, chapter number 11, verse 1 and 10, and chapter number 60, verse 21, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the Lord will set the Lord's glory among the heathen, and the heathen shall know that God is the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. And the Lord will raise up for them a plant of renown. Thus shall they know that God, the Lord their God, is with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are the Lord's people, saith the Lord God. Example. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. To it shall the Gentiles seek. The branch of the Lord planting the works of the Lord's hands, that the Lord God may be glorified. And now, the breaking of the Assyrians in the Lord's land, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing, and how will the Lord deliver Israel. And remember, when at the first, the king of Assyria lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. And now the breaking of the Assyrian, St. Luke, chapter number 1, verse 26, and St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 15, rightly dividing the word of truth. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Example, Galilee of the Gentiles, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, the breaking of the Assyrian in the Lord's land continued. St. Luke, chapter number 1, verse 30, 31, 33, 68, and chapter number 2, verse 31, 32, 34, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the angel said unto Mary, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And Jesus shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of Jesus' kingdom there shall be no end. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. For the Lord God of Israel hath visited and redeemed his people, which God the Father hath prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of the Lord people Israel, and a sign which shall be spoken against, forthcoming in detail in another episode, Lord willing. And remember, Jesus Christ shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and the breaking of the Assyrian in the Lord's land continued. Example, in Zebulun, Naphtali, and in the cities of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and in Galilee of the nations, and in the cities of Samaria continued. And remember, Jesus must needs go through Samaria. St. John, chapter number 4, verse 4, 5, 9, 19 through 21. Chapter number 4, verse 43, and St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 15, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Jesus Christ must need goes through Samaria. Then cometh Jesus Christ to the city of Samaria, near a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto Jesus Christ, for the Jews have no dealings with these Samaritans. The woman of Samaria said unto Jesus Christ, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. Jesus said unto her, ye worship, ye know not what, for salvation is of the Jews. Now, after 2 days, Jesus Christ departed thence and went into Galilee. Example, Galilee of the Gentiles. continued. Example, Isaiah chapter number 9, verse 1, and St. Mark chapter number 1, verse 14, 15, 16, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Galilee of the nations, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, as Jesus Christ walked by the Sea of Galilee, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, in the days of the king of Assyria, the Lord will break the Assyrians in the Lord land, continued. The title for this presentation is, The Lord's name shall be great among the Gentiles, for the Lord's name shall be great among the heathen. And now, the heathen, the Gentile, and a Israelite in whom there is no guile. And remember, the Lord will take out of them a people for the Lord's name, and the Lord will break the Assyrians in the Lord's land. Continued. St. Mark chapter number 1, verse 16, St. Matthew chapter number 4, verse 15, St. Mark chapter number 1, verse 16, 17, 19, 20, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, as Jesus Christ walked by the Sea of Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles, continued, Jesus Christ saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea. And Jesus Christ said unto them, Come ye after Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will make you to become fishers of men. And when Jesus Christ had gone a little further thence, Jesus Christ saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and straightway Jesus Christ called them. And remember, the breaking of the Assyrians in the Lord land continued. St. John, chapter number 1, verse 43, 44. St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 15. And St. John, chapter number 1, verse 45. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and findeth Peter and saith, and findeth Philip and saith unto Philip, Follow Jesus Christ. Now Philip was of Bethsaida in the city of Andrew and Peter of Galilee of the Gentiles. Continue. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto Nathanael, We found him, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And remember, St. Mark, chapter number 1, verse 9, St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 15, and St. John, chapter number 1, verse 46, 47, rightly dividing the word of truth, that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, of the Gentiles. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith to Nathanael, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. And now, the calling of the disciples and the breaking of the Assyrians in the Lord's land continued. St. Matthew, chapter number 10, verse 3, 4, 1. St. Mark, chapter number 1, verse 21. And St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 13. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebanus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed Jesus. And when Jesus Christ had called his 12 disciples, and they went into Capernaum, Jesus Christ came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. And now, the breaking of the Assyrians in the Lord land. And remember, St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 13, Isaiah, chapter number 9, verse 1, and St. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse 15, 16, 23, 24, 25, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus Christ came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be as such as was in her vexation, when at the first the king of Assyria lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. Example, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light is sprung up. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And Jesus Christ's fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Jesus Christ all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and Jesus Christ healed them. And there followed Jesus Christ great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And remember, the Lord's name shall be great among the heathen, and the Lord's name shall be great among the Gentile, and the breaking of the Assyrian in the Lord's land continued. Isaiah, chapter number 55, verse 4, 5, 6, 7, St. Matthew, chapter number 10, verse 5, and St. Mark, chapter number 6, verse 4, rightly dividing the word of truth. Behold, God the Father have given Jesus Christ for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, Jesus Christ shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not Jesus Christ shall run to Jesus Christ because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel. For the Lord hath glorified Jesus Christ. Seek ye the Lord while the Lord may be found. Call ye upon the Lord while the Lord is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for the Lord will abundantly pardon. Example, these 12 disciples Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Example, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and his own house. And remember, concerning the heathen, the Gentile, and the lost sheep, the lost and scattered sheep of the house of Jacob. Remember, Ezekiel, chapter number 28, verse 25, chapter number 34, verse number 11, and Isaiah, chapter number 49, verse 22, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord should have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they were scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that the Lord hath given to the Lord's servant Jacob. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, God, even the Lord, will both search the Lord's sheep and seek them out. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, the Lord will lift up the Lord's hand unto the Gentiles, and set up the Lord's standard of the people, and they shall bring their sons in their arms, and their daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Example, Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 1, 2, and 3, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 32, 33, and Psalms chapter number 2, verse 8, rightly dividing the word of truth. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the Lord's glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to Jesus Christ's light, and the kings to the brightness of Jesus Christ's rising. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, that they may be saved. And the Lord shall give Jesus Christ the heathen for Jesus Christ's inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth for Jesus Christ's possession. And remember, St. Matthew, chapter number 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And now, in closing, we give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ministries, cdministries.org, Christian Development.